the costume designer has a small breakdown after lunch. She's filling in as an extra, which means she has to go on camera as a tuxedoed waiter serving red wine. And they're in the middle of shooting one of the movie's biggest scenes when 18-year-old Alaire Bergman spills a tray of drinks all over the floor. In tears, she runs off set into the bathroom, and her mom and I follow her in.
Alaire, are you okay?
Alaire pulls it together. She takes a deep breath and she heads back out to the set where the director is waiting.
You can do it.
You can do it. I got an easier move for you. You're just going to step right in.
This is life on an autistic film set. The writers, the actors, the editors, everyone has autism, except for the director and a few assistants. This is all based on a sister program in L.A., but this one is run through OU Cares, part of Oakland University in Rochester. And the genius about it is that it draws in these young adults who love movies. I mean, like, love them in a way that is hard for neurotypical people to understand. Take, for instance, Evan Anderson.
Woo-hoo!
That is his Three Stooges impression. He does it all the time. He's a shy and awkward kind of 20-year-old, but the impressions let him be excited or nervous or goofy.
Some of my other favorites would be Yes Man. Yes!
Was that a Jim Carrey impression?
Yes, Jim Carrey. Love that guy.
That, of course, is not to say that this whole project has not been stressful for him and for a lot of the other students. Film sets actually kind of seem like they would be the worst possible places for someone with autism. There's constant social interaction and unpredictable demands and all those last-minute schedule changes.
I just zone out for a minute and for a half a second gather myself back up.
This is Jeff Unger. He's 19, and he is scary good with all the camera equipment. But he's had to work really hard to keep his temper under control on set. He says it's worth it for him, though, because for the last 10 years, he has known that more than anything, he wants to be on a film crew.
I think that I will actually overcome that part and show them that that has nothing to do with it. The autism won't affect me at all.
Is it fair to think that these kids are going to come out of this camp with the life skill, with the technical skills to walk into the movie business? I'd say no.
That's John Martin, the director. He says he got involved with this program because his daughter's autistic. And he says what he focuses on now is what would help somebody get a job anywhere.
I focus on the skills that will teach them occupation, which is the professionalism of starting with showing up on time, ready for work, understanding when you get a directive to stay focused on your job and do it. These kids, because of their social shortcomings, have to be taught those skills. And high school and normal educational environments don't teach it.
There are about 16,000 Michigan kids getting special ed services for their autism, according to a state report. But once they become adults, the report says, the state doesn't have anywhere near enough services to help those kids get jobs. So if Michigan wants our autistic community to live as independently as possible, then we're going to need more programs like this one. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.